Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, the Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, It's Never Too Late to Serve the Lord. It's never too late. You could be a little child or you could be a senior, 75 years old. It's never too late to serve God. People come to Jesus when they recognize you. And that could be when you're a little girl. I know many people who got saved when they were 3 or 4 years old. I got saved when I was 27 or 25. And I know people who never heard the gospel and got saved when they were older. So you never know what seeds you plant, and we're all responsible to plant seeds and pray for the people that are not saved so that they can come to know Jesus. Why? Only door to God the Father. If you think I'm telling you a story, go and read the Bible. There is no other God according to what the Bible says. God said he made man, not Muhammad, not anyone else, not Buddha. They did not ever, in fact, I don't think they ever said they created humans. But God, Bible, Genesis 1 said he created heaven, the earth, and the people and the animals and the trees and the fishes, whatever was made in the earth, God declared his work. And then he called it good. And so we're still reading the beginning of the Bible, and Matthew 20, which is Jesus is talking about coming into the kingdom of God. Matthew 20, the owner of an estate went out early one morning to hire workers for his harvest field. What does this mean? When we get saved, Jesus chooses us and sends us into his harvest. Why? He does not want anyone to perish. He wants everybody to go to heaven. But he kept forth the decision that you have. So Jesus agreed to pay them $20 a day and sent them out to do the work. And a couple of hours later, he was passing a hiring hall and he saw some men standing around waiting for jobs. So he sent them also into his field, saying he would pay them whatever was right at the end of the day. At noon, and again around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he did the same thing. And at 5 o'clock that evening, he was in town again and saw some men standing around and asked them, why haven't you been working today? They said, because no one hired us, he replied. Then go out and join the others in my field, he told them. He told the paymaster to call all the men in and pay them, beginning with the last and first. When the men hired at 5 o'clock were paid, each received $20. So when the men hired earlier came to get theirs, they assumed they would receive much more money. But they too were paid $20. They protested, those fellows worked only 1 hour and yet you paid them just as much as those day for $20 per law to give away my money if I want to. Is that against the law to give away my money if I want to? Should you be angry because I'm kind? Or is it that the last shall be first and the first shall be last? What is Jesus talking about? This is a parable about people. Every day people are getting saved. Like I said, some people get saved when they're younger. Some people get saved older. But each one of us, no matter what time you come into the Lord, we have a responsibility to share the gospel with other people. We read it in Matthew 24, where Jesus said, go into all the world. Matthew 28, go into all the world and preach the gospel to everyone. No one is exempt from that calling. Does that mean you have to be a pastor? No. It means sharing the word of God with somebody, a neighbor, a child, a teenager, a senior, no matter who it is, whoever the Lord tells you to speak to and share the gospel. Why? Because the gospel is shared by humans. The angels do not share the gospel. God gave the humans that responsibility. Why human? And we can understand what other people are going through. We know how hard it is for us to turn away from our sins. But we can help one another by sharing our testimony and praying with them. And if they need the Lord, you know how to do that, you ask them to, if you look in Romans 10, 8 to 10, it will give you exactly what to do with people who are ready to receive the Lord. Friends, everyone is called to share the gospel. Everyone. Whether you are a seasoned Christian, you've been a Christian for more than 30 years, or 15 years, 10 years, 5 years, 2 years, I don't know. But everybody has that responsibility. God, don't worry, because God will give you the word. I always used to think, well, I don't know enough, and how can I share? Maybe they don't want to listen to me. It doesn't matter. It's the enemy who does not want us to share the goodness and the grace and the gift that God has for them. But he says, if you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that the fruit should remain. And whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. What is this saying? Nobody really is looking for God. Everybody, God looked for them and called them and appointed them and anointed them for the job that he has for us. Everyone has a different job. And he will tell you what it is. But you have a responsibility. If you know the Lord today and you just got saved, you don't even know a scripture, you still can share the gospel. Or you might be somebody who is very knowledgeable about many, many things in the Word of God. You'll have that responsibility to reach out to the lost, because Jesus loves the sinner. We're all sinners, right? We know that. We're all sinners. If you don't know you're a sinner, just look at the Ten Commandments. I'm sure you broke one or two of those. I think everybody has broken more than one or two commandments, Ten Commandments. So just the Ten Commandments declares that we are all sinners, because we all fall short of the glory of God. But Jesus, he paid the price for our sin. And for that reason, when we accept the Lord Jesus, our forgiveness is received and we inherit eternal life. It's a free gift from God. Romans 3:23. Romans 6:23. We'll talk, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, you have called us. You have saved us. You have healed us. You have done many things for us. You've answered prayer time and time again, even when we don't deserve it. But Lord, you've been faithful to us, and Lord, we have been unfaithful, Father God. We've all gone our own way. We all done what we wanted to. We all rebelled against your word at some point in our life. But Lord, you still love us. You have a purpose for us, and you want us to spread the gospel, especially in this day, in this time, and people are killing themselves. Many people are killing other people. Many people are lost and in despair. And Lord, we ask you to reach the world with your gospel to the internet, to every single area that it can go out. And Lord, raise up all these evangelists on the internet, on YouTube, everywhere. Give you praise on the glory. Amen.